I came to know and enjoy many of the indigenous foods, not only animal, but vegetables and fruits. Some of these I had never seen or tasted before in my life. For example, some of the fruit, like breadfruit, mangoes, and almonds. I wasn't familiar with it. But they were fruits like avocados, which of course are red ones. And there were pools and pools of avocados. In fact, we had several avocado trees on our property, as well as mango trees and olive trees, and every kind of banana in that. One of the things I learned about avocados is that once the tree begins to bear fruit, which takes many years, it only produces fruit every 2 or 3 years. Of course, I didn't know this, and I wondered why avocado trees, because I like avocados, why avocado trees weren't producing any fruit. It does sound like one. And again, there are very simple and spiritual explanation. They said you just have to be patient. Let God and nature do their work. And God does. There was very much like this in our mind as well. Both change of epistle and gospel speak all the fruits of our works. God, you know, created man to be a creature of habits. That is, to form habits. And a habit, we know, is a stable and enduring disposition that habits act in a certain way. A habit in accord with nature, reinforcing and redefining the natural dispositions given to us by God in order a creature to his proper way of perfection. And this is what we call virtue. And the virtue is that quality of soul which makes a man good and his acts good. Now, by contrast, we have to understand, I have a contrary to nature, weakening natural dispositions and disposing men to evil is what the world likes. Now, first of all, man is ordered to men a certain natural happiness in this world in accordance with his rational nature, that is, his primitive reason. That end is to live life in accordance with reason, which culminates in the contemplation of the principle of the natural order, which is God as one who is creation. By God's free gift, man is also called to attend utterly surpassing the unaided powers of his rational nature. Indeed, the unaided powers of any creature actual are conceivable. This end of the expedition, which is a face-to-face vision of God, no longer is hidden behind his creation. Man's twofold end, natural and supernatural, means that he is also the subject of two distinct types of virtues. First of all, he is the subject of natural habits, which are acquired by redeemed habits. If those habits are in conformity with nature, with reason, a man grows in natural virtue, becomes more important to attain his natural end. Conversely, if those acts are contrary to nature, he accumulates vices, hindering his ability to achieve perfection in matters. In addition to facilitating or dresses in her. She was acting in a horrible way she could have inspired her. First she comes to me. On the other hand, God is not only ministering and acting forward to this happiness, but also calls them to act so as to be found in all of this. Virtue builds on virtue, God is so. And it also leads to supernatural habits. It seems to be unable to grow as a nature. Cannot be acquired or any method. Rather, God gratuitously, freely, infuses them primarily through sacrifice. Anyone else containing that supernatural event face to face with the vision of God.
Engage Those who strive to